prepared for me. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one this evening. And I want to read from the book of Psalms tonight. And Brother Mark wasn't able to come tonight as Sister Al was working. And Brother Jordy and his wife's away at a wedding in England. So there's a few who wasn't able to come tonight. But the Lord bless those that's here. We give everyone a very warm welcome in the name of the Lord. And please remember to pray for Sister Carl. She's looking for a house. She has a month to get a house. She needs a house. And 3 weeks? 2 weeks? She's 2 weeks. 2 weeks to get a house. So let's pray for Sister that the Lord will get her a house and get her the right house. And that everything will work out all right. And pray as well. Sunday night, our Brother Mark's going to be preaching here on Sunday night. And I'll be preaching in Belfast in the wee Pentecostal church. So pray for me that the Lord will help us. And just pray for all the services that lay ahead that the Lord will have his way. Praise God. Let's read Psalms 81 verse 10. And I have a strange title tonight. And I just feel that I want to speak from this evening, praise God. And I hope it helps you and encourages you tonight. Psalms 81, verse 10. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My text tonight's open your mouth wide. I think I preached one hour week, stand up and say it, or shout it, or pray it. When the night it's open your mouth wide. When I was thinking of this text, I was thinking of something that Brother John says sometimes when he's preaching or leading the songs. He says you can't sing with your mouth closed. You have to open it. Amen. And God wants us to open our mouth to pray, to preach, to decree a thing, and it'll come to pass. God wants us to move more in faith. He wants you to forget about looking. Looking and looking. There's too many people looking. I'll not believe it because nothing seemed to happen when he prayed. They're looking. You're not working by the looking. You're walking in faith.
Amen. Glory.
And if you walk in faith, you will see it. But as you're looking, looking and looking, the word, show me what they said to Jesus. Come down to the cross and we'll believe you. But he didn't do it. God wants us to believe it.
Amen.
He wants us to speak it, to say it. Now I believe, I'm convinced, and I know you believe this, I'm convinced God could lead you to say something. And if God led you to say something, a miracle could happen. I believe that with all my heart. I believe God can sovereignly give you something to speak. Praise God. Let's bow our heads this evening, praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your mercy and for your grace, for your love, for your truth, that you've showed toward each and every one of us. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Wash us everyone afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the snow. Purge us, and we shall be the kiss of sanctify us, and will praise thy name. Fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost, I pray. I do take the Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank you, Lord, you do undertake. And I praise you for it. Bind every work of the devil and meet every need. Bless and strengthen our sister Ruth tonight. Bless Mark and his family. Lord, we pray for Matthew and his wife and the whole family. Bless every one of them, Lord, we pray. Father, touch them in the name of Jesus. We thank again our sister Sheila. We ask you to raise her up to strengthen health in Jesus' precious name. Lord, for others that need your miracle touch, touch them, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Bless George and Sister Winifred. We pray for wee Laurie tonight. Give them strength and grace.
Amen.
Touch them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise God. I'm going to say this. I wrote some things down as I was waiting and studying this. Many Christians today are full of unbelief. They're full of unbelief. Do you know what brings it on? They never hear faith preached. You say they never hear faith preached. They hear some things, but they don't hear about the miraculous. The miraculous. And they want you and me to believe, God bless you, brother, that the miraculous is not for today.
Amen.
They want to tell you it's for another day. They want to tell you the things that God did with Israel in the physical sense, he won't do it with us because we're just spiritual Israel. We're not literally Israel. We're spiritual Israel. So therefore, we can't have the things that Israel had, the miraculous. That's what they want us to believe. And you know who gives them a hand to preach like this? And I'm going to tell you tonight, the Scofield Bible. The Scofield Bible. And a lot of people say the Scofield Bible is a great Bible, but the Scofield Bible and the man Scofield was a dispensationalist. And there's truth in dispensationalism, but you can have too much dispensationalism to where they say the day of Pentecost would happen and the apostolic age ceased with the apostles. That's what they believe. And we no more can expect them things today because we're not physically Israel. And all the supernatural that happened in them days can't happen today. And that's what many of them preach, and the Scofield Bible helps them to preach it. I know some people, they blow the Scofield Bible up. They say it's a great Bible. My honest opinion, I'm not reading the Scofield Bible up. A lot of people used it. There's good things in it. But the Thompson Chain's a better Bible than the Scofield any day of the week, in my opinion. Now, look, it's only a man's writing what's in them Bibles. I'm not talking about the Word, the Bible itself, but the footnotes is a man's interpretation, some of it. Footnotes. You can't always take a footnote to be from God. Because a footnote might be from some man, not God. But when the Holy Ghost comes down and confirms someone, then you know it's from God. And Scofield and Unham stood on the pulpit and said, Lord, if I preach the truth, come you down and confirm it. And God done it in the 20th century.
That's right.
God come on the scene and confirmed it.
Hallelujah.
When it was preached.
That's right.
And there was no footnote.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost note.
Amen.
That's just preached today. And you know, a man asked me the other day, there was a wee service advertised. And I won't mention what denomination this man goes to, but I know his son well. I respect him. I appreciate him. But he says to me, Tom, can I ask you something? When that brother advertised his meeting the full gospel, what did he mean? Sure, everywhere preaches the gospel. And I says, brother, what he means by the full gospel is what he says.
Yes.
The full gospel. That means praying for the sick. Not just salvation, but the healing of the body as well.
Amen.
The full gospel.
Right.
And I said, when he says, oh, I see. I know from here, he didn't believe it. I know he didn't. I know from here on what the full gospel means. And I said, you see, some of us believe he's a savior,
yes,
a healer,
yes,
a baptizer, and a coming king.
Amen.
I said the old Pentecostals called it the four square gospel. And I said a lot of us believe that. But I knew he didn't. But I tell you, they don't want you to step out. But my title tonight's from Psalms 81 verse 10. Open thy mouth wide.
Amen.
And God will give you the words.
Amen.
Open it. I've nothing prepared. He didn't ask you what you anything prepared.
Glory.
He said, open your mouth.
Hallelujah.
He'll fill it.
Amen.
That's what God said. Moses said, I'll not know what to say. Open your mouth and I'll fill it.
Right.
When God gives you the gift of tongues, you don't know how to learn tongues. You can't. There's no class you can go to and learn tongues.
Right.
I've never seen it. But when the Holy Spirit comes on a man and comes on a woman and they open their mouth, why? God gives them tongues.
Amen.
Supernatural tongues.
Hallelujah.
And the power of God's on it. If it's a real thing, it's the power of God.
Hallelujah.
Now don't you worry about, oh, I heard of such and one and it was this and it was that. We're not interested in the negative.
Right.
We're working with the positive. So many people's told me for years, him he wants if you'll open your mouth, he'll fill it. I don't know what to pray. Open your mouth and God will fill it.
Amen.
Give you what to pray. And it doesn't just say open your mouth, it says open your mouth wide. Because God's got big words for you.
Glory.
Did you hear that? He's a big God.
Yes.
He's big things for you to say.
Hallelujah.
He wants you to start speaking things into being that are not as though they were. Prophesying the situation.
Amen.
Tell it that it's going to change. Tell it that there's a new season coming.
Right.
Tell it, as a brother preached on Sunday, enough's enough.
Right.
Speak over it.
Amen.
I heard of a man years ago, and I'm not sure if I'm right, and I met him in Pumpkins. He was growing some sort of fruit anyway that never grew in the garden, and they told him, you're wasting your time. Maybe it was his mother's house or something. He said, well, after the day it'll grow. And he walked out through it and prophesied over it. And the fruit that came off of that year was a bumper crop.
Amen.
It was like twice what it should have been.
Amen.
Because he spoke over it and he believed it. And then he saw it. He saw it then.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But some people want to see something before they've even moved in faith. And many times the Bible says, after we've done the will of God, we have to learn patience that we receive the promise.
Amen.
We need patience. And I tell you, God can give us patience. Amen. He gave Elijah faith and he gave Job patience. And we need the faith of Elijah and the patience of Job. Hallelujah. Ain't the Lord good?
Amen.
You see, there's too much false teaching. False teaching. There's people send me quotes and there's good quotes and I'm all on for quotes, don't get me wrong. But then the next thing you're sent the quote, we're no more in Pentecost. We have moved on. We're in another time. The church age has finished. Well, but how is, what are we doing sitting here? Why has there been no rapture? The rapture's on. I'll tell you something, when the rapture's on, you'll be up there. You'll not be sitting down here. That's a man's idea. But there's no Bible for it. Amen. The Lord's taking you. You're going. The cloud's the angel of the Lord. But you see what it is, if you want to have the power of Pentecost, they'll divert you from it. Diversion.
Yes. Okay.
It's a diversion.
Amen.
Now, if you don't have the power of Pentecost, what do you got? You have a dead religion. Because the Lord said to them, before you do anything, you need a time. For the Holy Ghost, and when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, hallelujah,
amen,
you'll be my witnesses. But he said, I will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
But they want to teach false teaching. We hear that the day of miracles is past, but the Bible doesn't teach that. Malachi 3 verse 6 says, I am the Lord thy God, I change not.
Amen.
God said he never changed. He's not the I was, he's the I am.
Amen.
We're not working with the I was, we're working with the I am. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13 and 8 says it. He's the same. Unchanging God, unchanging ways. I want to say tonight, if God ever did one thing one time, he can do it again. I don't care what it is. I don't believe that somebody has a patent on something God done, and they're the only ones that can have it. God can use all different sorts of things. God could use a man in a certain way and nobody else will have that. God could have it to one man to do it like that. But God's still not changed. He remains the same. You know the new birth's a miracle. How many knows that? The new birth is a miracle. And there was a day when you opened your mouth wide and you prayed. And you said, Lord, save me. And he done it. And it's a miracle. That's the greatest miracle. We know that. But there's another miracle. And that's when these bodies go to the graves, you're going to have a resurrection. That's a miracle.
Amen.
And whether you're here when he comes or in the grave, it's still a miracle. Because if you're here, you're going to have a change to go. And if your body's in the grave, it's coming out of it to go.
Amen.
So it's a miracle.
That's right.
I remember preaching on the miracle of the Lord's return. Jews. I'm coming back to the table.
Right.
I'm coming back to the table. And you know, he says, well, sit down in the Father's house and we'll do communion with him again. Is that right?
Amen.
He stepped in through the wall. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And he says, Thomas, reach forth your hand and feel the hole of my side and the nail prints in my hands and be believing, not doubting. Glory to God. Step through the wall.
Amen.
That's the God we're serving.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody says the apostles were special and they've seen the Lord, and you can't have it unless you see the Lord. But I would remind them of what Jesus said in John 14. I am going away, but I am sending another comforter in my name.
Yes.
And that comforter is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
To continue the work. When you read the book of Acts, it says all that Jesus began has to be continued.
Amen.
Every soul saved will be involved in that future miracle of the resurrection of the body. Some with an overemphasis, as I've said, on dispensationalism. Now, I believe in dispensationalism, but there can be an overemphasis on it. People can get too far. It's like predestination. People can go an extreme in predestination where you don't even preach salvation. Sure, God will bring them. Sit back in the armchair. Now, that's an overemphasis. We believe in predestination, but we have a part to play. God needs us. Did you hear what I said? God needs you.
That's right.
Now, the devil doesn't want you to believe that, but that's this Bible. God needs you. You're important to God. The Lord loves you. The Lord's a job for you. The Lord wants you to open up your mouth. Why? And he's going to fill it.
Amen.
Open it up when you're praying.
Hallelujah.
Open it up when you get in the pulpit and God will fill it. Believe God to give you the words.
Amen.
When you don't know what to say, start out. That's what it means. Start saying something. God will give you the rest.
Amen.
Amen. Start saying something. God will give you the rest.
Hallelujah.
Without no notes, you'll not need them.
That's right. Amen.
It's nothing wrong with notes. But we're not relying on notes. We're relying on the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Amen.
How many times did a man come to the pulpit and said, I'm not going to preach what I'd all planned to preach? To preach something different.
Right.
Now, how does a man get notes when he prophesies over you? Where do they come from? They don't. That's the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
That's the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth wide. God's going to give you the words to speak. Speak into the situation. Amen. People are taught that the wonderful answers to prayer and God's dealing in the physical manner, you know, miracle stuff, are not to be expected now, as we're not no longer in Bible times. Well, I'm still in Bible times.
Amen.
Some people say we're no longer in Bible times. You never were more in Bible times than the day.
Amen.
That's false teaching.
Amen.
The next time you hear somebody say, we're no longer in Bible times, you tell them we're in it, the middle of it. This is the death the Lord spoke of. Great death coming in the earth. Wars and earthquakes. Men's hearts failing them for fear. Signs of Sodom in the air and everywhere around us. Look up, you're a dancing droth now. We're the time. We're in Bible times. We're in the time when God said there shall be light at the evening time. This is the evening time. I tell you, there's a principle and a law in the Bible where he comes in the evening. He come down into Eden at evening time. And he walked through it and spoke. And God again, I'm going to say tonight, at the latter end of this church age, at the evening time, he's come in the evening time and he's spoken to us.
Yes. Amen.
God has spoken.
Right.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, believe my prophets and so shall you prosper.
Amen.
But God doesn't want you to believe false teachers and false prophets. But he's given you the real thing. Amen. And if you know what the real is, just run the false beside it and it'll expose it. It'll expose it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Many don't expect revival of any kind. I'm tired of people telling me, I can explain to you why we can't have revival today. Well, you needn't start because I don't want to hear it explained. Because I believe God can do anything if people are serious enough.
Amen, that's right.
God's obligated to move. I believe that.
Right.
You see, when they say it can't be done, God will do it.
Every
God will do it. They said they couldn't come out of Egypt. God brought them out.
Hallelujah.
Not only did God bring them out, he brought them out with a strong and a mighty arm. Not only did he bring them out with a strong and mighty arm, but he rained them fresh manna from heaven, and they drank water from the rock. And Paul says that rock's Christ. Glory to God. Open your mouth wide, and God's going to fill it. And Moses opened it, and he said, stand still. Oh, but Moses, I need to give you a hand. No, no. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
I tell you, God opened that sea up. Now I know that lots of people preach all about how it froze and the wind come from some direction and other directions. See all that there, see that. I have no time for that, to be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. Now that might be true what they're saying, but I've no time for that, because when man can explain it, it's not God. God's supernatural.
Amen.
I'll tell you what I think about it. I believe that God looked down at the water and he said, wait, I tell you, get you split open right now, they're going over. And the water's just like, that's what I believe. Just like God said when Daniel was in the den of lions, and he looked down into them lions, and he just looked at them, and he spoke into them without speaking loud. And I believe he spoke into them, and he says, don't even put a nail in him. Oh, you're finished.
Right.
Oh, they never moved the corner.
Right. Amen.
That's how I believe it.
Right.
I don't believe all these fancy explanations.
No.
How did they feed all the animals in the ark? Where did they put what came out of them? Where did they put all rubbish?
Right.
That's what I think of that.
Right.
I'm honest with you.
That's right.
You see, man wants to explain it.
Yeah.
How can you explain God puts an arm in some of it when you don't have one?
That's right.
How can you explain it? You can't explain it.
Amen.
But God does it.
Amen.
It's called spoken word.
That's right.
And it's the original seed. God said, let there be light, there was light.
Glory.
And God spoke the earth. And he spoke the heavens. Now I know fellas are smarter than me, and they could explain maybe how all that worked on the ark, but I wouldn't even waste my time worrying about it.
That's right. So what?
Makes no difference how they fed them and what they've done with them. All I know is they were on there in the length of time God said. And he took them off it, and what's the first thing happened when they come off that ark? There was a sacrifice made. They rebuilt the altar. Glory to God. Every time you're reading this Bible, when God gave them a victory and they came out, they rebuilt the altar of the Lord. God wants us to rebuild the altar. Wants you to open it, and he's going to fill it. Do you believe me tonight?
Yes.
I believe this is a word from the Lord.
Yes.
I'm standing here telling you tonight, I believe that this verse is a word from the Lord.
Amen.
Open your mouth wide, and God's going to fill it.
Amen.
And he wants you to open it wide. He doesn't want you to... It's like John says, you're going to sing, you had to open your mouth.
Glory.
You can't sing with your mouth closed. You know, I remember going to Czechoslovakia, brother, and they asked me to share my testimony. And I got up and shared my testimony, and nobody knew what I was saying, because I was running with the words, because I'm from here. We talk quick and we don't know it.
Amen.
So one interpreted into American English, and then the American English interpreted, they could interpret into the Czechoslovakian. But isn't it amazing? And all that, they needed two interpreters, but yet when they sat around a table and the Holy Ghost was there, God showed every single word that was spoken.
Amen.
In my own language. And they never spoke once in English. How did that happen?
Amen.
I wonder how the boy with the collar would explain that.
Amen.
But God done it anyhow. I tell you, I know when I tell my testimony, the hand touched me in jail and the voice spoke to me and they looked like I have six heads on me. I know they don't believe it. I know that most of the places I've went to testify, they don't believe one word of it. It's too much for them. And many times you're never asked back. But if you stick to the way script on how they expect it, and don't go past that way script, leave the supernatural out of it, and you'll be back, and you'll be all right. But I'm not interested in leaving the supernatural out, because when you leave it out, you're leaving God out. Because God is a We need to open our mouths wide and expect God to fill it. Hallelujah. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Psalms 81 verse 10 says, I am the Lord thy God, but brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide and I'm going to fill it. Hallelujah. God's going to fill it. Malachi 3 verse 10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there's not even room enough to receive it. Oh, but we don't think it could happen. That's the time God can do it. Somebody says them, they're like undry sticks. Well, all you need is a few matches. You'll not even need
that.
If they're not dry, they'll burn quick.
Amen. Glory.
May God give us fire.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. You know, I heard of a man years ago, and I'm sure I can't, the prophet from why my Uncle John know about him. I used to hear my dad talking about him. But he used to go to a wee place, but God spoke to him. And he says, where you're going is wood, hay, and stubble. Come out of it. It's wood, hay, and stubble. Come out of it. Come away from it. Because he was a Pentecostal. And God brought him away from the wood, hay, and stubble, and that man was known as the prophet of the Moy. And God used him.
Amen.
And he prayed for a woman that had a cancer in the back of her hand that disappeared off of it.
Amen.
And many, many miracles was done. Well, not he used to carry about a briefcase that said, full of testimonies of things God done. He went to a convention one time, God wasn't moving, and he went for a walk. He went for a walk. God wasn't moving the way he wanted God to move. And God showed him that the pastor was betting on horses. He was a gambler. And he came back in and confronted him. And he confessed it and emptied the dockets out of the pocket and the power of God fell.
Amen.
God can do anything.
Amen.
Hallelujah! We need the supernatural God of this Bible. I'm not interested in some God of religion that's dead. We serve a living God. We heard of Elijah on Sunday evening. Elijah maybe forgot. He might have been back there. He might have run from a woman. But God sustained him and raised him up again.
Right.
And he went for 40 days on it.
Right.
40 days on it. I tell you something, God can take you for 40 days in one bite. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I tell you, there's another place that says he ran down before the horses and chariots.
That's right.
Glory to God. You ever check out the miles he run? You talk about Linford Christie, you wouldn't have looked at him. And the famous man. They had it in the Bible ever before it was ever in anything the day they already had it. Lifted weights, Samson took a set of gates off. They say there were tons in weight, not pounds or kilos, but tons. And he took them up in the shoulders up over the hill because the power of God fell over him and come through him. That's the supernatural God we serve. God takes the weak things, the foolish things of this world to confound the mighty. God wants you to open your mouth and he's going to fill it.
Hallelujah.
And you need to say it, what he wants you to say.
Amen.
God hasn't called us to tickle ears, but he wants us to preach the truth.
Amen.
Amen. And when you preach the truth, God will confirm the truth. He's not under no obligation to confirm someone that's not truth. But he spoke in words, the original seed. He doesn't want some hybrid thing. But the real original will bring forth after his own kind. Glory to God. Let me read you this. It is a revelation that God never changes. And that his ways are unchangeable as he is. Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 14, 15. I know that whatsoever God doth, it shall be forever. Did you hear that? That's not just in the time of Israel, but that's still today. And tomorrow, it'll be there as well.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Nothing can be put till it, nor anything taken from it, and God doth it. That man should fear before him. That which has been is now. That which is to be hath already been. What? That's the theme as Jesus said before Moses was, I am. That baffled them. They said, you're not yet 50. foundation. All things are made by him and for him, and without him was not anything made that's made. He is the beginning and creation of God, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Here it is, an unchanging God with unchanging ways. What he did first, he will have to keep on doing until it's done for the last time. I like that. What he did first, he'll keep on doing until it's done for the last time. Well, they poured the Holy Ghost out in the day of Pentecost and supernatural gifts come on them.
That's right.
What he did in the first, that's the beginning of your church, he will do right to the last time. Yeah. You don't take the scaffolding off the building before you get that chimney built and the ridge on the top of her. How are you going to get up there? You don't take the scaffolding down till she's all finished. And the scaffolding's still up. She's near finished, but don't you take that scaffolding down yet. We need it.
Amen.
Till the last ridge time's on. We're going to need it. We're going to need every single gift that's in this Bible. That's the nine gifts of the Holy Ghost, the fivefold ministry, and the fruits, nine fruits of the Spirit. And every single manifestation there is, we need every one of them.
Amen.
We have no shelves up in here. And any of the shop will need to take the sledge to them.
Amen.
And get them down off the wall.
Right.
Glory!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
I tell you, a fellow said to me, Tom, we have moved on. The gifts are on the shelf. I says, well, the ones I have's not. I don't want them on the shelf. I said, you can keep yours on the shelf if you want. But I'm going to tell you one thing tonight, and I'm going to tell you this. This is absolutely the truth. If you ever had gifts, you'd never put them on the shelf. You'd want to get them stirred up and get them moving. Paul said, stir up the gift that is within you. Open your mouth wide and God will give you what to say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What our wonderful God's like. Here God reminds his people what he's like. This is not just for Israel, but this is for us. Let me give you a couple of scriptures, and then we're going to pray what God's like. Nehemiah 9, verse 20. Thou givest also the good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst. Psalms 135, verse 8 to 13. Who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both man and beast, who sent tokens and wonders in the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants. Who smote great nations and slew many kings. Shion, king of Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land for an heritage unto Israel his people. Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever. And thy memorial, O Lord, throughout just that time, all generations. All generations. He's still the same God that led Israel. He's the same one tonight. Oh, I wasn't in the meeting, but I'd love to have been in it. Many years ago, when that wee prophet had come over to England, when the Beatles was famous, Marcello. How many believes Marcello was a prophet of God? I believe he was. I believe he was a man of God. I hear people saying bad things about him. Well, they can talk to God about that. But don't involve me in it. I believe he's a man of God. I don't say I would go with everything he said, but he was a man of God. When he got on the stage in England, my father was there. And the first thing he did, he says, I hear the Beatles is running about saying that God's dead. That there's no God. The Beatles. There's never nobody I want to listen to. I'll be honest with you. Was the Beatles. They hadn't a note in their head, in my opinion. That's my opinion. They never could have sung. Did you know a lot of people that's famous as singers that can't sing?
That's right.
There's not a note in them. It's inspired by hell.
That's right.
It's from the devil. They got their inspiration from the king of worship. His name's Satan. He led the worship in heaven. That's who inspired them. You might like that. That's absolutely the truth anyhow. When Marcella said to hear the Beatles are saying God's running about slobbering everywhere, God's dead. And there was a man there, one leg shorter than the other, and he got him out in the front in the chair. And my father knew him. And Marcella says, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac. And when he prayed that prayer in the name of Jesus, The power of God hit that man. My dad said, you think somebody threw him out of the chair. And he run all over that big auditorium. There's thousands in it. And they couldn't get him stopped. He had his shoes off. His shoes was off. And they couldn't get him stopped. He run all over the place. God healed him. The leg jumped out instantly. That's the power of God. I believe God done it the extra because the Beatles did so much slobber. And you say you shouldn't talk like that. Well, I'm talking like that now. I'm not apologizing for it. That's what I think of them. Do you realize people mock God? They take the Lord's name in vain every day, and we as Christians so many times don't know to open our mouths out wide and let go and give God the praise and give God the glory and tell our children and our children's children the wonderful things the Lord has done. That our God's more than able. Hallelujah. Evil. He says, if you don't worship me, I'll get these stones nailed to it. Now what the Lord said, he's able to do it again. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to close, but I was going to read you Job tonight, but I haven't found out to read it. But I was reading over Job tonight. And you read Job chapter 40, 41, and right up to 42. And God comes down to Job. And he gives him a lesson on creation. And he says, Job, what do you know about these animals? And he names animals. Now, some of them say hippopotamus, all these modern names. I don't believe that either. Your modern versions will tell you that. Modern versions will tell you it's a hippo and a crocodile. Now, for myself, I believe that's nonsense. I don't believe that's what they were. I believe they were animals we don't have today. That's what I believe. Because it says of the hippo, they say, one of them they say was a hippo, but the Bible talks of him having a thing on the back of him like a pole. A cedar in the back of him. Well, the hippo doesn't have a long tail. So that one's out, sorry. Doesn't match the Bible. Man's ideas. It's not God's. You see that other animal that they say is like a crocodile? You could throw a spear at him and it'll bounce off him. That's what God said to Job. You can't hook him or spear him. There's nothing like him. He's peculiar. He's a strange animal. Who made him? God asked Job. Who done it? How was it done? And Job at the end of it says, Lord, I don't know about it. And I bow myself before you. And I tell you, God restored Job. Everything. He doubled it. He doubled it. He met with the Lord. And you see all them boys that condemned them, all them that preach their sermons that God doesn't do it today, God is punishing you. You're going through these trials because you've sinned. That's what they preached to Job. There's a lot of them about today, isn't there? Job's comforters. That's where the name comes from. I tell you, Job had no sin. The Bible calls him righteous. The Bible says there's nobody else like him. But God was proven he had a man. Hallelujah! God was getting Job fixed that he could open his mouth and speak. And I tell you, he'd done it. And God says, now you will command of me. And whatever you say, I'm going to do it. God wants you to speak tonight. He wants you to open your mouth wide. And he's going to fill it. And he wants you to speak. The devil's a liar. The devil's a liar. Do you believe your situation's changing?
Amen.
It's changing. The hostess, no choice. It's no choice. Just like it doesn't remain winter, it doesn't remain summer. The seasons change. There's going to be a change. It's coming.
Hallelujah.
God's going to do it.
Amen.
Because this Bible says it'll happen. And it's going to happen.
Amen.
And God hears you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Now everybody, you don't have to be loud. You have to be yourself.
Amen.
You have to be yourself. Just be yourself. Some of us are loud. I can't help it. I was born like that, I suppose. But I'm not changing. You know Reinhard Bonnke? When Reinhard Bonnke went back to Germany, the first thing is they said to him, they said, Bonnke, you need to reserve yourself. You need to calm down a bit. And he says, this is calmed. Then they said, you're too loud. And he says, no, this is the way God made him. See, Germans don't act the way Bonnke acts. I'm telling you, German people do
what God said to Reinhard Bonnke through a prophet at a conference. The Lord will no more restrict you. But the Lord will place in you the anointing of 1,000 on one man. People say, I wouldn't believe it. The souls were saved to prove it. And the miracles happened. I met a man that was 2 miles away from a crusade in jail. And God saved him listening to them big speakers. And that man had a powerful ministry. And that was only one conversion. We can't even tell what God's done. The Bible says a sound went into the whole earth. God's moving tonight. In the world, God's moving. And God's got a people that's going to believe him. Let's come and let's pray tonight. I don't want to take the time up. Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening. Lord, how could we limit the Holy One of Israel? Lord, you said, limit me not. Limit me not. We thank you, Lord. You said, open your mouth wide.
Hallelujah.
And I'll give you the words to speak. Lord, we come against the wiles of the enemy tonight. We come against the strongholds of darkness in high places. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for a breakthrough in the heavens.
Hallelujah.
We ask that every spirit of infirmity be defeated,
yes,
conquered in every life in this room tonight.
Amen.
And every home representative. We claim every son and every daughter, every aunt, every uncle, every husband, every wife. We claim every single one of them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, that they'll be there, that they'll be saved.
Amen.
Cover them with your blood, Lord. Let the token be upon them. That the death angel will have to go over. Oh God, we plead your blood tonight. We plead your blood over our head, crown of our heads, to the very soles of our feet, over our bodies. Fill us, oh God, every fiber of our being with the Holy Ghost and fire. Oh Lord, move on every one of us this evening. Bless everyone in this room. Loose your people. Help them to praise you. Help them to worship you. Bless every brother, every sister. Go, God, move on gifts of the Holy Ghost.
Oh,
signs and wonders in your name. Stretch your arm forth, Lord, with many signs and wonders and divers miracles. In the name of thy holy child, Jesus. Father, we speak your word into every situation tonight for a change. Pray for Sister Carl, bring forth what's hers. God, give her the best. Give her a press down and running over the top. Do above whatever she's even considered.
Amen.
Lord, do it. Grant it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen her sister Ruth tonight. Let the supernatural power of God come upon her. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, Lord, touch Philip tonight. In this room, in the name of Jesus. Touch them, O God. Touch others in this room. Oh Lord, come amongst us with the power of God. Come amongst us with the Holy Ghost. Oh God, let the Spirit come on our flesh. Let it come in us. Let it come through us. Let it run over us like water, like rain, like fire. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we look to you tonight. Save our children. Speak to them. Move on them in the night watches. Oh God, we pray for those that looks to be that nothing's happening, but turn them, Lord.
Amen.
And bring them to yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, everything we're thinking of doing, wanting to do, we lay it all to your feet. And we pray you will direct our paths. Lord, we know you will. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless these sisters in this room tonight. Bless every brother in this room tonight. Bless every little boy and every little girl representative for these services at home. And those that's on dear hearts tonight, bless every single one of them in the mighty name of the Lord. Father God, for the services this weekend, oh Lord, we need you. Lord, we don't need some weak talk, but we need the supernatural power of God. Oh Lord, visit us, I pray. Come on us with a fire. That which is impossible with man is possible with God. Lord, raise our faith higher, deeper. Oh God, empty us of our own selves and fill us with the Holy Ghost. Lord, help us, I pray, in the name of Jesus. May people see Jesus in us. Forgive us when we say the wrong things, act in the wrong way. Help us, Lord. May the Holy Spirit lead us even more and guide us even closer in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, divide to us this evening your portion. I'm going to praise you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's continue to pray and seek the Lord.